Begin the current daf. Seftes Menachas daf Ayin Test. Begin in the bottom of Ayin Chesman Beis. Three lines up in the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara clarifies who is the Tana of the previous mission that we described, which was continuing on the topic of the Mishnais in this parak regarding the Lachmei Toida, the breads of the Karban Toida, which the Mishnah had differentiated in different situations where, although the Shechita wasn't appropriate, but it depends. If it's a slaughtering that was an invalidation that happened either after it was slaughtered or during the slaughtering, like Machshava Pigel, then actually the breads are going to be sanctified, albeit they'll become pasul too. In contrast to, let's say, situations when it turns out that the animal was a treifa, had a moral defect, that the invalidation was before it was even slaughtered, then the breads do not even become sanctified. So says the Gemara, says, Masnit Mani, who's the town of Mishnah? Says the Gemara, it's Reb Meir, because as we'll see, it's actually Machlekes regarding how to qualify the Machlekes and the opinions mentioned in our previous Mishnah. To sound like Linda Brysa, Zehaklal, this is the rule. Wherever the invalidation in the animal is before it was slaughtered, because as we said in the previous Mishnah, what sanctifies the breads is the slaughtering of the carbon. If the carbon was even invalidated beforehand, so then nothing even started and it was never sanctified in the first place. But let's say pisulei achar shchita. Let's say the invalidation happened after it was slaughtered. Then the bread is sanctified, as this first opinion, which is that of Remei, which is the same opinion as our Mishnah, describes. Shchata, if the Toidu was slaughtered with the intention from the beginning, from the outset, that it should be eaten chutzlas mana, beyond its time, or v'chutzlam kaima, or beyond its space. So there, the invalidation wasn't before it was slaughtered, it was a valid carbon when it was coming to be slaughtered, so kiddush alechem. So the bread is going to be sanctified, albeit now it'll be pasul, but it's sanctified. In contrast, shachta benimtzis treifa, let's say the toida was slaughtered and turns out that it had a mortal defect, that was a problem the animal had before it was even slaughtered, then loiki deshalechem, then the bread's not sanctified. It's like it doesn't have the kedusha saguf as a bread that was sanctified, albeit that became pasul. Now we continue on top of Ayin Testament Aleph. Let's say shachta benimtzis balas mum. Let's say it was slaughtered and turns out that the animal had a blemish. It's not a mortal defect, but that's an invalidating factor in karbonis and kachim. So that, as we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yezoyim, he says, Kaddish, it's sanctified. As we'll explain later on why would that be. Seemingly it was a problem before it was even slaughtered. And Rabbi Shuaim, like Kaddish, he says, no, it's not sanctified because it was a problem beforehand. That's Divrei Meir. Again, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir in this machlokes and in what we just said up until now, which exactly we said in the Mishnah. It depends if it happened before slaughtered or afterwards, if the breads are going to be sanctified or not. Now, Amr Yehuda, he disagrees. He says, Loi nechleku Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, they do not disagree on the cases, as Rebbe Meir had similarly said, Asher shachta v'nimtzis treifa shloi kiddush. If it was slaughtered and turns out that it had a moral defect, so then everyone's going to agree, and Rebbe Meir also said the same idea, that the breads are not going to be sanctified. V'achutz l'zmanai, and also if it was slaughtered with the intention to be eaten beyond its space, so there it's also obvious to us that shekiddush, that there it is going to be sanctified. Now, the reason for this is because this is what's called as merata lipigule, as the Gemara Mizvach and Pergam Mizvach Makadish says, that although it's problematic doing it with that type of machshava, but it has a validity in actually creating the pigul, and therefore, since it's psula by Kaddish, its invalidation happens when it's being sanctified. So that actually is the halachim alulo yerdu. If it would go up on top of Mizbech, we wouldn't take it down, although it's possible. So too, the halach is going to be obvious, shekiddush, that the breads are going to be sanctified. Now, additionally, this is where he disagrees with Remeir. Balmum shaloi kiddush. He says, no, everyone agrees that if the animal turns out that it was blemished, that the breads were not sanctified. Because it's not psuli ba kiddush. Its invalidation didn't happen when it was sanctified because it came in already problematic already. Because we had the blemish beforehand. And this Gemara Zevachim says that if its invalidation did not happen once it was sanctified, but rather happened before, then hekdush is not makabalat, and actually the halacha would not be that it's sanctified. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that actually Rabbi Eliezer does not disagree with it, and he agrees that the breads are not sanctified. Says Rabbi Yehuda, v'alma nechleku, so regarding what do they disagree? Achutzlim kaimai, regarding if it had a machshava of chutzlim kaimai, where in Rabbi Meir's version, like that in our Mishnah, he said everyone agrees over there that it's going to be sanctified. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's where their machlokes is. Rabbi Eliezer, imer kaddish, he says it will be sanctified, the breads. Rabbi Shua, maloi kaddish, he says, no, the breads are not going to be sanctified when the person had a machshava of chutzlim kaimai. So Amr Rabbi Eliezer, he says, wait a second. Hayel v'chutzlas manai psul v'chutzlam kaim epasul. You agree, everyone agrees, that if it had a machshava chutzlas man, it's going to be pasul. And chutzlam kaim, something a machshava will also make the carbon pasul. So too, ma chutzlas manai kadeh, just like, again, here also everyone agrees. if the carbon was slaughtered with machshava chutz zmanim, the breads become sanctified, albeit pasul. Af chutz mekayim kaddish, so too when you do it in machshava chutz mekayim, it will also become sanctified. On that of Yeshua, he says, no. Hayil v'chutz mekayim pasul, since doing with a machshava of having it eaten beyond its space where it's allowed to be eaten, invalidates. Ubamun pasul. And the blemished carbon also invalidates the carbon. So we can compare it that way. Ma bamum loikid is just like, again, in this version of Rabbi Huda, the Rebbe agrees that the blemished animal will not sanctify when it's slaughtering the breads that are brought with it. Afchosim kaimai loikadish is so too when it's slaughtered machshav achotzim kaimai, the breads are not going to be sanctified with it. So Amal Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Shua, he says, look, ani de misihu lechutz lezmanai. I'm comparing chutzim kaimai to chutz lezmanai, which will thus make it the bread sanctified. V'atu de misu l'bamum, and you're comparing it to a blemished animal, which the breads are not going to be sanctified. Says Rabbi Eliezer, nir l'midayma. Let's see which one is it more comparable to. Im daim l'chutz lezmanai, if it's more comparable to chutz lezmanai, so nadinenu mechutz lezmanai, then it's learned enough from chutz lezmanai. And im daim l'bamum, and if it's more comparable to a blemished animal, nadinenu mebamum, so that's then learned enough from bamum. So says the Braisa, hisl Rabbi Eliezer l'adun. So Rabbi Eliezer started analyzing which one should we learn it out from. So he says, done in psul machshava, let's learn out something that's invalidation of intent, of thought, which is what we're discussing here, machshava is chutzim kaimai, mi psul machshava, something else that's also invalidation in thought, which is in time, which is called chutzazmani, pigel. And therefore, just like over there, it's going to be mekadosh to lechem, so to here. Ve'in done in psul machshava, mi psul agof, and I can learn out something that's an invalidation of thought, from something that's invalidation in the physical body, which is what a balmum is. So therefore, it should be like what I'm saying, that we should learn from chutz lezmanai and be mekadosh to lechem. That says the Braisa, Hiskel Rabbi Shua Laden. Rabbi Shua started analyzing, and he said, no, done in psul she'ein by karis. Let's learn out something that does not have an invalidation of karis. I mean, if someone eats from a carbon that was slaughtered chutz lezmanai, the one who eats it does not die at a young age as karis is. Mi psul she'ein by karis. From something else that's also invalidation that there's no punishment of karis, that when the carbon is a balmum. And don't prove and learn now from chutzazmanai to say, oh, just like over there, it's kiddush alechem so to hear, shepsul sheyesh bekaris, because that's different, because that's an invalidation that if someone goes ahead and eats from that carbon that was slaughtered with machshav chutzazmanai, since that's the halach of pigel, and the pasuk says, v'nefesh ha'echelis memena, whoever eats from that carbon, avayna tisa, will carry its sin, and the Gemara learns out that that avayn is a liability of karis, because it learns out avayn from neiser, where it says, v'eichlev avayna yisa benichrasa, as the Gemara says in the first pack of creases, so there it is going to be karis. So, to the contrary, we should learn the chutzim kaimai, which doesn't have karis, from balmum, and not from chutzazmanai. Void, the second point, says Rabbi Shua, Nidinenu Mishaloi Lishmai. Let's actually learn that Chutzim Kaimai from when one slaughters a carbon with a machshava of Shaloi Lishmai, not for its namesake. Where there it has your reasoning, Shepsul Machshava, you wanted to compare it to something that's an invalidation of intent, that's an invalidation of intent. And says Rabbi Shua, it also has my reasoning, Ve'im by Karas. And there's no punishment of Karas over there, just like I wanted to compare it to Balmum. Now, the Gemara had said previously that it says in the Pasuk, Zevach Taida Shlamav, which teaches that only if it was slaughtered, L'shem Taida, then it sanctifies the bread. But if it's slaughtered, Shalai L'shma, the bread does not become sanctified, and therefore, forget about comparing it to Balmum. Let's compare it to Shalai L'shma, which has both your point and my point, and there we see that the breads are not going to be sanctified. Oh, B'shalatik Rebbe Lezer, Melezer was silent, and he agreed to Rebbe Yeshua because seemingly, he bested him in the fact that the halach is going to be by chutzim kaimai, with such a machshava, that the breads are not going to be sanctified, to rather compare it to either balmum or for sure to shalai lishma, which the halach is going to be, that the breads are not going to be sanctified. So that was the braisa, with the two different versions of the halach of HaMishnah, Remei, who was like HaMishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, who had a different version. Now, the Gemara goes back, as we had alluded to the question earlier, Remeir, Maishna Shechata V'Nimtzis Treifa, what's the difference? When you slaughter the carbon taida and it turns out that it had a mortal defect, Davib Sula Kayim Shechita, which that was invalidation the carbon had even before it was slaughtered, and therefore the bread's not sanctified, Umaishna Shechata V'Nimtzis Balmum, so why is it any different when you slaughter it and it turns out that it's a blemished animal, Delahavib Sula Kayim Shechita, which he's saying that's not invalidation before slaughtering, because he says in Rabbi Yazir that the lach would be that it's going to sanctify the bread. Which obviously Reb Meir holds is because it's afterwards. Why is it afterwards? It's invalidation before it's slaughtered. Says the Gemara, Bedukin Sheba'ayin. To my cataracts in the eye and the animal. Now, Valibid Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Lez is going like Rabbi Kiva. Dama that he says, Rabbi Kiva says, although generally a blemished animal you have to take down, cataracts in the eyes are different. The other halacha is, although you're not supposed to bring it as a carbon, if it was put up in Tamas Beach, you don't take it down. Now, the reason for that is, first of all, because it's not a recognizable blemish, not so obvious. Moreover, is because such a blemish is valid by bird carbonis, because it's not considered missing a limb, it's just a cataract in the eye. For those two reasons, the halacha is a malo yedum, and that's why, since on some level it's still valid, it's not considered psula kayd mashchita, and therefore the slaughtering of such a carbon, according to Rabbi Eliezer, will sanctify the bread. Now, but Rabbi Yeshua, who disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, or according to the other Girsai, said it's Rabbi Huda who disagrees on Rabbi Meir, who he's giving this interpretation of the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, he would tell you that no. Kiyam Rabbi Kiva Ma'ala Yerdu, when does Rabbi Kiva say Ma'ala Yerdu, so that you see that there is still some validity even with such a mum of a cataract in the eye? That's Bipsula de Gufe. That's with regarding the invalidation of the carbon itself. So say a cataract, okay, it's not totally possible, we'll say Ma'ala Yerdu. But to sanctify the bread, that we're not going to say has such a strong sanctity. And since the invalidation was before slaughtered, says Rabbi Shua, or be it Rabbi Huda, that no, here everyone would agree that the halacha would be that it would not sanctify the bread, because it's definitely not strong enough to sanctify the bread, because the psul really was before the shechita. Now, continuing our later discussion, itma, we learned, chatas, which, and for sure, I mean, because we're just picking chatas, which is generally more severe in the machshava psula, but for sure this halacha would apply to other karbanas. Sheshachata chutzas man, if we're slaughtered with intent of being eaten beyond its time, im also lay teret. Still, if it was put up atop mezbeach, although obviously such a karban is possible, we're not going to take it down. As the Gemara says in Masech Tesnidim Perageitz Adayf, and it says in the Pasuk Torah Achas that all those who go up have one halacha, that im ol layerdu, if it was brought up, you're not going to take it down. But let's say chutzlam kaimo is slaughtered with intent of eating it beyond its space where it's allowed to be. Here we have machlekes. Rava Amar Teirid, so I'm switching around the Gesoris. But Rava says that you have to take it down. And Rava Amar Lay Teirid says, no, you don't have to take it down. So the Gemara explains, as we said before, Rava is Kreb Yeshua. Why is he like Rabbi Yeshua? Because Rabbi Yeshua compared Chutzlam Kaimai to Balmum. Now, Balmum, the Gemara over there says in Psech Desnida, Im Allo Yerid, if it went up, you have to take it down. As the Gemara there says, you would think that you would include in those Psulim, that Sha'alu, that went up at Tamas Beach, that you don't have to take it down, if it was sodomized or it's sodomized, until the Gemara says, no, I'm only going to include those that had Psulim HaKodesh that invalidated once it became sanctified. But I'm going to include all those that were invalid even beforehand, and so too over here, a Balmum was a blemish, and that's something that's not in, it's not a Psul in the Kodesh, it's a Psul in the animal, and therefore, Rav is like Rabbi Yeshua. So Chutzlam Kaimai is like Balmum, and Balmum you have to take down. So too over here, the Chutzlam Kaimai, you have to take it down. But Rabbi is like Rabbi Eliezer, who, as we quoted him before, he compares Chutzlam Kaimai to Chutzlam Manai. And just like Chutzlam Manai, the halacha is going to be lo yerdu, as we said everyone agrees to, so the Chutzlam Kaimai is going to be lo yerdu. But says the Gemara, Bahadabe Rabbi Lagabe de Rava. Rabbi ultimately retracted to the opinion of Rava. Midahadabe Rabbi Eliezer, Lagabe de Rabbi Yeshua. Just like we said that he was Shasak, he was silent to Rabbi Yeshua, and he agreed ultimately that we're going to compare it to Balmum. So ultimately, although here he wanted to disagree, he's going to agree, just like Rabbi Eliezer agreed to Rabbi Yeshua, that it's going to be considered to Balmum, and that we are going to take it down. And that we're not going to compare it to Chutz Zmanai the way Rabbi Eliezer had attempted to do. Now, but Be'ikadami, there are those that say that no. Avagav the Hodebe Rabbi Eliezer legab to Rabbi Yeshua, although in the previous Gemara's discussion, Rabbi Eliezer ultimately agreed to Rabbi Yeshua that we're going to compare Chutz Zmanai to Chutz Zmanai, and not to Balmum, and not to Chutz Zmanai. And therefore he agreed to him in the context that they were discussing. But Rabbi Lagabi de Rava Lahadabe, although it seemingly seems to be the same achlekes, Rabbi did not retract and agree to Rava. What's the difference? Hasam hu, over there, the Kamar Lei, Rabbi Shua had said to Rabbi Eliezer, said, Nidoinenu Mishalei Lishmai. He had 2 points. First of all, yes, he said, let's compare it to Bamum and not to Chutz's Mamani. But he said another point. He says, well, additionally, let's learn that from Mishalei Lishmai. That's where Rabbi Eliezer had been silent to Rabbi Yeshua, because that he didn't find a response for. Aval hacho, but over here in our Gemara's discussion with Rabbi and Rava, ide yonislei, if you're going to learn achosam kaimai, mishalei lishmai, which is really the second point that bested Rabbi Eliezer, there actually the halacha would be him also loy teirid. If it went up at Tamas Beach, he would not take it down, because a chatas that slaughtered, shalei lishma, according to all opinions, even if it went up, we're not going to take it down. Because in other karbanas, you could even bring it l'ketchil in that situation. It's just not all about l'mshem chayva. And for that reason, says the Gemara here, he did not retract because it's different. In that context that they were talking about, then the halacha would be regarding mekadesh t'lechem, so that you see by shalosh shema, it's not mekadesh t'lechem. But in the context that the rabbi and rabbi are discussing over here, which is regarding emol lo yerdu, here it changes. Because although regarding chutzas manoi, and regarding the psul of balmum, for that they share the commonalities. But the other point of shalei lishma, that's going to be the game changer, where over there it'll be like the pinyon Yeshua. Here it's not necessarily going to be like the halacha of the disputant regarding rabbi and rava, and that's why he would still agree that also loiterit, if it went up, you're not going to take it down, just like shalei lishma would be. Now the Mishnah said, Shechata Shalei Lishma B'chula, as we're just mentioning the halacha, if we're slaughtered Shalei Lishma, so then bread is not going to be sanctified. So Amar Papa, he says it in the way of a comment, but it's a question, says, Shavik Tan Didan, the Tan of our Mishnah, let alone, when we're discussing this halacha to show that if you slaughtered the korban Shalei Lishma, that the bread is not going to be sanctified, where it said not only does it apply in the context of our halacha, of our parak of Taida, but regarding other contexts too, it forsakes El Nazir de Shriach, the case of the ram of a Nazir, which is common because it applies to all future generations of whenever there's a Nazir, the Nukat El Milum, and it picks the case of the ram of the Milum, which was only one time in history when Moshe Rabbeinu had inaugurated the Mishkan. Why does it pick that as the example when we want to give an example of other contexts that have the halacha that if you did it Shalei Lishma on the carbon, the breads are not going to be sanctified? But our Gemara says, V'tan Didan, the Tan of our Mishnah disagrees and holds Ikar Milsa Nukat. It picks the primary prototype, the paradigm, meaning Milum are the first ones of old Karbanas to be brought that had breads with it, that shows that if we're Shalei Lishma, it's not going to sanctify the breads. Which, actually, two interpretations in Rashi. Either it was actually a Karban Yachid, and therefore that applies so too, we would know Il Nazir from there. Or actually, Milum was a Karban Tzibur, and also therefore it's the partner with the other one mentioned in the Mishnah of the Kibbutz Yatzeres, which is also Karban Tzibur, and that's what we picked, that of the Miluim and not of the Il Nazir regarding this halacha, that is slaughtered Shalei Lishma, the breads are not sanctified. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding something that's secondary to the carbon that gets sanctified when the carbon is slaughtered, and therefore it's dependent on the slaughtering of the carbon, which we had been mentioning, the topic of our Masechta, that of the breads that come with a carbon. Here this Mishnah describes Hanesachim, the libations, the wine that's brought together with karbanis, shekitshu b'kli, which was sanctified in the vessel. Nimtza zevach pasal, and then it turns out that the carbon that it's being brought with is invalid. So says the Mishnah, im yesh zevach achar, if there's another carbon that it can be brought with, say akrivimah, you bring it with it. Vimla, but if not, or actually as the Girsa that we'll quote, as the Shita Mugabetzis brings a nice hay, but vimlanu, which is a similar idea, where if you don't find another carbon to bring it with, and therefore it's left overnight, then you possibly, then it becomes invalidated by being left out overnight. Now, related to this halacha of our Mishnah, Amar Zeiri, he says, in hasachem miskatshen, libations do not become sanctified to become invalidated, like if it's left overnight, or if it leaves the perimeter of where it's allowed to be, el b'shchitas hazevach, only with the slaughtering of the carbon, which by default that means to say that although it says in the Mishnah that if the Nesachim were kitshu b'kli, were sanctified in the vessel, that's not necessarily precisely the idea. It's not really the vessel that sanctifies the Nesachim. It's actually the slaughtering of the carbon that it comes with that sanctifies the Nesachim. My time, well, what's the reason, says Zeiri? Because Amakra, the Pasuk says B'Yikra, Zevach u'Nesachim, the carbon and libations, which is saying that the libations are contingent on the Zvicha, on the slaughtering of the carbon that it comes with. However, the Gemara asks, "Nan b'lunt in our Mishnah that said Hanasachim shekitshu b'kli, said the libations that were sanctified in the vessel, and it said v'nimtza zevach pasul, and it turns out the carbon is pasul. So the Mishnah said, 'Am yesh zevach achar?' So if there's another carbon, yakavima, you bring it with it vimlav, or like the gears of vimlanu, if it's left out overnight, then you possibly it becomes invalidated by being left out overnight." Says the Gemara, "My love, isn't the halacha of our Mishnah even talking about the ifsal b'shchita? Where what does it mean that it turns out the carbon's pasul? How did the carbon become pasul? Oftentimes, is because it happened in the slaughtering. Now, if it happened in the slaughtering, turns out that obviously the slaughtering is not what sanctified the nesachim because that was an invalid slaughtering, so it couldn't have sanctified the nesachim. And yet, still, the Mishnah tells us that if it's left out overnight, it's going to become invalidated with lina. It only becomes invalidated with lina if it became sanctified. How to become sanctified? If the slaughtering didn't, and Zeiri says it's only the slaughtering that sanctifies it. Obviously, it's not the slaughtering. So the Gemara line, no. It's the ifsal bezrika. It's that actually it was a valid slaughtering. And therefore, it's the slaughtering that sanctified the libations. Then when it came to throw the blood, the carbon, the there was invalidation in the way it was thrown, and therefore the carbon is not valid, and therefore you have to find another carbon to bring the Nesachim with. Now the Gemara asks, come on, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that holds, in the way Ziri is explaining it, that slaughtering itself is what could sanctify the Nesachim, at least in regards of becoming invalidated about being left out overnight with the Psul of Lina? Says the Gemara, Kirabi, seemingly it's like Rabbi. The Amma that he said, Shnei Devarim Hamatim, when you have two things that are permitting something. Like in this context, what permits the Nesachim is the slaughtering of the animal and the throwing of the blood. That he holds Malin Zeh B'loi Zeh, that either one could go ahead and elevate the thing that comes with it, at least enough to be invalidated, to be possible with Lina. It becomes sanctified on some level, because he says in Perkat Chelis that if, let's say, it was slaughtered Lishma, but the blood was thrown Shalai Lishma, the bread is sanctified but not sanctified, meaning it's enough to become possible. Seemingly, he's the Tana of Mishnah, because you're describing the case that it was a valid Shechita, but the Zrika was possible. So the Zrika obviously cannot sanctify it. Oh, but you're saying the Shechita alone could sanctify it enough to become possible with Lina. That's like Rabbi, not like those who disagree with him. Says the Gemara, Afila Tema Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, who he actually says that no, something cannot be sanctified, even to become invalidated, until it's slaughtered Lishma and the blood is thrown Lishma. Because when you have two things that permit, like in the context of what permits the meat and the Nesachim is the slaughtering and the Zrika Sadam, you cannot have it elevated one without the other. And the reason is because if it's a Zrika Psula, for example, if you threw the blood Shaloi Lishma, so then it's not going to be valid. But says the Gemara, Hachmai Iskinen, so what are we talking about over here? If you have to have the Shechita done appropriately and the Zrika done appropriately, so what does it mean that the Zevach became Pasul? Once you did the Shechita and the Zrika appropriately, the carbon was already done. So what do you mean you have to find another carbon from the Sechel to be brought with? It's Kagan Shekibul Daman Bekayis V'Nishbach. Talking about the following case. Yeah, the Shechita was done appropriately, and the blood was received in the vessel. Then the blood spilled out. Because we continue to him at Beis, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Savalu Kavasei Davua, he holds like his father, Reb Shimon. The Amma that Reb Shimon says later on in Perkam Anachas V'Nesachem, Kala Oymid Lizarek Kizarek Dami, whatever is waiting to be thrown, it's like it was thrown. So therefore, it was not possible Bezrika. It's like a Zrika was done. So if it's like a Zrika was done, so the Nesachem becomes sanctified. And it was sanctified with the two matirim, with Shechita and Zrika. Now, but as Rashi in the printed version says, but it's not like it was literally thrown to say that the carbon is going to be kosher. Rather, it becomes sanctified because it's like a Zrika was done. But if there's another carbon, it can be brought with it, but it's enough to be sanctified because it's like the Zrika was done and the Shechita was done, because we're going like a blessed Shimon. But again, it's not like the Zrika was really done, because the Zrika actually wasn't done, and therefore, but it's enough to sanctify to that if there's another carbon, it can be brought with it. Now the Mishnah had said, the time of the Mishnah had said, Im yesh zevach acher, so if there's another carbon, yikrivu imoy, so you can bring the Nesachim with that carbon. On that, as the Gemara, but Amar Rav Chizr had said, Shemesh efishu l'shom mincha zev, let's say oil was designated and separated for this flour offering. It's invalid to be brought with another flour offering. How could you say that, oh, Nesachim that was brought with this carbon, and then it became possible, bring with another one, you cannot bring it with another one. So Amar B'yanei says, Lev Bezdin, the heart, the intent of the courts of the Kahanim, Masnaleim, it stipulates, and specifically we're talking about the context of the Nisrei Tzibra, the libations that come with a carbon Tzibra, so therefore that's contingent on the intention of the court, that says as follows, Im hutzuchu hutzuchu, if it's going to be needed, it's going to be needed and we'll use it. V'mla, but if it's not, like in the case of our Mishnah, where it ends up becoming possible the carbon, then yehu lezevach acher, you're right, although the halach is once it's designated for one, you can't switch it, but the Lev Bezdin, the court could stipulate beforehand, which is their intention, that if it doesn't end up being used, it's like as if it wasn't sanctified for this one, and it could be used for another carbon. So that is the Gemara, but if that's the case, let's go back to Halacha of Rav Chisda. Sheminami, then oil too. If it was designated for this mincha, why can't it be used for another mincha? Let's say Lev Bezdin Masna Lein there too. So the Gemara, no. Shemen Gufa de Minchahu. The oil is part of the flour offering itself. It gets mixed with the flour. So therefore, if the mincha becomes possible, so the shemen is going to become possible too. In contrast, in the Sachem, which is not part of it, it comes with the carbon, there it's going to still be kosher even when the carbon becomes possible because of Lev Bezdin Masna Lein. Now the Gemara asks on this halacha, But Velisnu, let Lev Bezdin, let the court stipulate Alehen on the Nesachim, that if the carbon becomes possible, as we described in the Halacha of HaMishnah, the Nefke Lechulin, that actually should be able to go out and be unconsecrated. Why does the Mishnah say, oh, you could use it for another carbon, but like we said, if you don't find another carbon and it's left out overnight, then it's going to be Pasul Belina. Why? Let it just be go out Lechulin and say Lev Bezdin. And then that's the easiest route, that it's not going to become Pasul at all. Says the Gemara, no, to say that it's going to become chulin afterwards, already nesachim, was ready in the kli, was already designated for a carbon, that's a gzeirah shem yirmu, that's a decree that maybe people are going to say, that made seeing that we're removing something that was sanctified, mikli sharis lachal, from a service vessel to mundane purposes. And not everybody knows that the court had stipulated, and they're going to say it was without a stipulation that it suddenly became chulin, which is a big problem, because obviously kodesh cannot just by itself become chulin. So therefore we couldn't make that stipulation that it just becomes chulin. But that is the Gemara, but Hashtanami, but even now in the way you're describing it, that the court stipulated that it could be used for another carbon, you should also say Gzeira, that is a decree. Shema Yerma, maybe people are going to say, Nesachim Shef, Rishon Lushim Zebach Zeh, that libations were designated for this carbon, Kashem Lushim Zebach Acha. People are going to think that it's Kasha for another carbon, also without stipulation, because they don't know about the Lev Bezdin Masna. That says the Gemara, that's not a concern about what people are going to see in this situation, because Hotani Mat Isyo Ben Yehuda, he had taught, you're right, that the halacha of HaMishnah is only kugoyin shehoyah zevach. For example, that there was another carbon that was zevuach by Yisrael that was slaughtered that same moment, that same time, and people are going to think that it was designated for that carbon and it was separated for that one, which we're going to end up using it for. So therefore, there's no problem about what it looks like, because people are not going to realize that we're really using the mechanics of the Lev Bezdin Masna. They're going to think it was actually designated for that carbon that was slaughtered at the same time. Now, on this answer, ask the Gemara what? But what are you saying? But if there was no carbon slaughtered at the same time, then what are you going to say? As we were asking, that nifsa belina, that it's going to have to become invalidated by being left out overnight. Because then we're not going to just let you use it for another carbon. Because, yeah, then you're going to say it's also gzeirah shem yemu that you could use from one carbon to another carbon. If that's the case, then adatani sefer, then instead of the end of our Mishnah saying that imlav, or like the gear says, that if it got left out overnight, yifsul belina, that okay, so then it becomes possible by being left out overnight. Why say that? Lifnik v'lisni b'didad, differentiate in the halacha the resha itself, and say, when did we say this, that you could use it for another carbon? It's only if there was another one that happened to be slaughtered at the same time, and that people are not going to think that it was changed from one to another. But if there was no carbon slaughtered at the same time, then not. Why say that, oh, okay, fine, if you don't find a carbon, then you'll have to let it become pasalina. No, say even right away. Say if there's no carbon that was slaughtered, then you can't use it, which would be a differentiation in the halacha of the resha itself. Says the Gemara, yeah, hachinam kama, this actually is what the time of the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying, when did we say this halacha? Only if there was another animal slaughtered at that time. These are the words that I'm missing, but this is what the Mishnah is saying. But if there is no carbon slaughtered at that time, it's not that the Mishnah is saying, oh, okay, if not, then you have to let it be left out overnight. Meaning, then if it gets left out overnight, it becomes possible. No, then it's as if it became invalidated by lino psul, and then it's actually immediately possible. And that's actually what the Mishnah is saying, because it has to have zevach zevuch b'yisrasha, or else you'll have, yeah, the same gzeira, just like when we take it to chulin, up to another carbon that people might say you could switch from one carbon to another one. Now, the Gemara goes back to ask what we had mentioned before on the top of this Amid, from the previous Amid Aleph, that the Gemara had said that, oh, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Not necessarily like Rabbi, could even be like Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, but he holds like his father, Reb Shimon, that Kolomi Lazar Kazarg Dami. So therefore, you do have the Tumatirim of Shchita and Zrika, even though you don't end up having the Zrika, but it's Kolomi Lazar Kazarg Dami. Now, the problem is, if you're saying the Tana of our Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, because it's Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, like his father, Reb Shimon, on that is the Gemara, or Mi Islel Reb Shimon, does really Reb Shimon's father hold Lev Bezdin Masna Lein, that the court could have a stipulation intending beforehand? Meaning, you had explained that the Mishnah is like Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, who holds like his father. Then you had asked a question. You said, oh, don't worry, it's Lev Bezdin Masna Lein. So obviously Reb Shimon, you're saying, holds Lev Bezdin Masna Lein? But V'Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Avin, Rav Yehuda Bar Avin said in the first peg of Masechta Shavuos that Amar Rav Amam, Amar Yitzchok, Amar B'Yechanan, Temidin Shle Hutzuchu Litzibur. Regarding the daily sacrifice, the Karbon Temidim, that are not necessarily anymore for the public. Because every single year, at the end of the year, right before the first of Nisan, they would always have four leftover lambs. Because as the Gemara says in Perkei Tchelas, you can't have less than six pre-checked lambs in the chamber of the lambs, ready to use every day, two lambs as the Karbon Temidim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So they would take two and then replace two besides for the last day of the month of Adar, where they wouldn't replace another two, because from that point onward, they would only bring from the first of Nisan, from the new karbanas that were brought from the shkolim of that year. As the Gemara says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says that you have to renew and bring a carbon from the new truma. So there were always automatically left four that were not necessary. Now, says the Gemara, that L'divri Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, and this is the halacha that Reb Yechon was saying, that, and this is the obvious point that the Gemara is asking, who does not hold Lev Bezdin Mas Na'alein, he doesn't hold that the court could pre-stipulate it, that if you need it, you need it, and if not, you're going to redeem it. He says, Ein Niftin Tamimim, it cannot be redeemed unblemished, because, the court says, you don't need it? You don't need it. You can use it whatever you need it for. No, he doesn't hold like that. Rather, he holds that it has to graze until it develops a blemish, and then you sell it, and then you use those proceeds to buy for the karbanas. But l'divrei chacham, according to the chacham, who hold that, yes, the court could pre-stipulate, niftin tamimim, they hold, you could even redeem it in an unblemished state. So you see, Reb Shimon does not hold Lev Bezdin Mas Na'alein. So how does that work well? What we're saying, that Reb Lozer Reb Shimon is like his father, Reb Shimon, for our Mishnah, which we explained, has to come on to the concept of Lev Bezdin Mas Na'alein, because that's how we answered that, how does it work with another carbon? When you say if it's designated for one carbon, you can't use it for another one. When we see clearly, Reb Shimon holds that, no, you don't say Lev Bezdin Mas Na'alein. And that's why you cannot redeem it unblemished. So it's like, no, Shani Hasam, over there it's different by the carbon Tamidin, where, there Reb Shimon does not say Lev Bezdin Mas Na'alein to allow it to be redeemed unblemished. Because for there, without Lev Bezdin, the Islu Tekanta Beria, there is a way of rectifying the situation over there with those extra four karbanas by letting it graze until it develops a blemish, and then you'll sell it. So since there's another way out, we don't do this huge extreme dispensation to say Lev Bezdin Mas Na'alein, because that's on some level a b'dieved. But regarding the Nesachim, which is the context that we were saying here in our Mishnah, there's no other rectification unless you say Lev Bezdin Mas Na'alein, because since it's designated for this carbon, and there's no Re'iyah, you can't graze until it develops a blemish, the only way would be saying Lev Bezdin Mas Na'alein. There Reb Shimon does agree that you would say it, and therefore it's not difficult how we could say it. It's Reb Elazar Reb Shimon like his father Reb Shimon, because in this context he would say Lev Bezdin Mas Na'alein, that you could redeem it in its current state and use it for another carbon. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of Halach of our Perek regarding the carbon taida with its breads. Says the Mishnah, Vlad taida, a child of a carbon taida. Meaning, if let's say someone had designated a carbon taida that was pregnant and they gave birth to a child, utmarasa, or the tamur, which is the practice of trying to switch the sanctity of a carbon to another animal, which actually ends up sanctifying both of them, or similarly, hifrish taida, someone had designated separated a carbon for his taida, va'avda, and it got lost. And then he separated another one in his place. There, in the tuna lechem, the first one, let's say if they was found after the second one was already sacrificed, or let's say the second one, if the first one was found before it was sacrificed, and that was the one that was sacrificed, be it that way, the second one that's not the one that was sacrificed, then that second one does not require the breads of the lechmei toida. Like it says in the Pasuk, in Vayikra, it says, V'hikrav al zebach ha-toida, that you'll bring it on, they'll bring these breads that I mentioned there in the Pasuk on the carbon toida, which tells you how toida tuna lechem. It's only the carbon toida that requires breads, v'loi vlada, but not the child of the carbon toida, v'loi chilufa, which is this case that we're describing where one took its place. If let's say he had lost the carbon toida and then he replaced it with another one, that one, if let's say you find the first one and that's the one that's brought, that one doesn't. V'loi tamurasa, neither the tamura, which we described, if let's say the animal is there, and he says, Zus ha-tachazu, he wants this one to take the place of this one, like the Pasuk says, v'hayu v'samurasa, both of them become kaidish, those do not require tuna lechem, they don't require the breads of the carbon taida, only the taida itself, but not its child, not its replacement, and not the one that you do tamura with. The Gemara brings the source, Tana Bar Melinda Brisa. Mao Eimer, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, taida yakriv, or like the parentheses brings it, imal taida yakriv? Meaning, it should have just said the imal taida, if on the carbon taida, the hikrvals, that you're going to bring these breads, the hikrvals zevach taida, you're going to bring the carbon taida. The word yakrivenu is seemingly superfluous. Like the pasuk is in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yidbeis, it says imal taida yakrivenu. If you can bring a carbon taida, so the hikrvals zevach taida, so then you'll bring a carbon taida, these chalas, matzis, you'll bring all these breads. But why did it say the word yakrivenu? It could say imal taida if there's a carbon taida. So then mehikra zevach. What's the word yakrivenu? What's the word yakriv over there, without the nun vav even? So it says the Braisa, because it's coming to teach as follows. Minayin lamafresh toidos avdo. From where do you know if someone designated a carbon toid, but it got lost? V'hifresh acheres tachteo, and then he separated another one in its place. V'nimtzis rishena, then the first one was found, not by rishtein, amdis. Now they're both here, the one that was the replacement and the original one. Minayin she'ezmen she'yirtze yakrov v'lach mima. From where do you know that now you can bring whichever one you want as the carbon toid, and bring the breads of the toid with it? Tam 11, that's the pasuk teaches, and those are the words why it's necessary. Hatoydu yakriv, the karmat toydu will be brought, which sounds like whichever toydu he wants. And these two are both options, as long as he didn't have an atonement yet. Both of them are considered toydu, and that's what it's teaching from the word yakriv, without even the yakriveno. That mal toydu yakriv, he can bring whichever one he wants to. Yochel, now continues the Braisa. So Yochel Shtehei Shniyah, so you would think that the second one that he's going to sacrifice, because now these both were sanctified to be brought as a Taita. One's the primary, and the other one is another one. You would think that the second one would be Tuna Lechem Shiros, require the breads of the Taita. Tamalim Yakriven Nu. And that's expounding the extra Nun Vav over here. No, you should sacrifice it, which is, that's the one that's going to have the breads as the Pasuk continues. Echad Veleshnaim, only one, because Yakriven Nu is singular, one and not two. Now, continues the Braisa, Acha Shariba Kasav Miyat. So once the Torah is including, like we said, the extra word Yakriv, and it's also excluding a Miyat because it says Nun Vav, it's saying only this. So Menayin L'Rabbis, so what do we know to include? The Vladis, the child of the Torah, the Khalifa, is the one that took its replacement, B'tmuris, or the one that he tried exchanging, La Krava. From where do we know that you could even sacrifice the animal itself? We said the breads are not being brought, but how do they even bring those animals itself to be sacrificed after the primary carbon toid is sacrificed? Tamalama, that's what the Pasuk teaches when it says, in the beginning of the Pasuk, im al toid, if on the toid, which sounds like that you could even have karbanas more than the toid. Al means even on. You could even have more karbanas, which are the child, the chalipin, and the tamur. Now, continues the Braisa, so yochel yu tunis lechem. So you would think that, okay, so maybe you should require the breads that come with it. Now, as Rashi explains, this is obviously talking about only the vladis, the child, and the temura. Because chalipin, the Braisa already explained, from the yakrivenu, the nun vav, tells you only one and not two. So from the two that are both karbanas taida, you'll only bring the breads with the primary, the first one brought, not the second one. Because really both of them are optional to bring brought as the taida. In contrast, by the vladis and the temuras, that we can't know from yakrivenu in the singular. To say, oh, it's only by them and not by these other ones. Because in these situations, the halacha could even be that we would think you would bring the breads with them, because that's not two. Because by the other one that was the chalipin, that was they're both carbon tides, was taking its place. It was supposed to be the taida itself. Here it wasn't separated to be a carbon taida. These are what's called meiser taida. These are excess of the taida. It's either the tamur of the taida, or which is supposed to try to duplicate it, or it's the child of the taida. So there, when it says Yakrivenu, the Pasuk's not excluding the meiser taida. It's only excluding when both of them are the actual taida, which is what the chalipin was supposed to be. So you would think still, from what we know from the Pasuk, that since we're including al toida, that you could bring these as karbanas, maybe the vladis and the tamur should even require the breads with it. Tamalama, that's the Pasuk teaches, v'hikrav al zevach ha-toida, that you're going to bring it on the zevach ha-toida, the carbon toida, which like we said in the Mishnah, toida to an alechem. Now only the carbon toida requires the breads, v'loi vlada, not its child, v'loi chalufa, not its exchange, which that we learned from the nun vav, v'loi tamurasa to an alechem, and neither does the tamur require breads. That's how we know that only one is the actual carbon toida, although the other karbanas are going to be brought, but the breads are only brought with the actual karbon toida itself.